The business news begins with the Dow at an all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finally broke the record it set almost 7 years ago. The stock index closed yesterday at an all-time high of 11,727. NPR's Jim Zeroli explains why stocks have been rising.
Oil prices took another steep drop yesterday, falling below $59 a barrel. For investors, the decline was another piece of good news in a year that shaped up pretty nicely, and soon stock prices were climbing. Consumer stocks did well, and so did companies like Boeing that are susceptible to energy price swings. At one point during the day, the Dow rose above its all-time intraday high, and by the end of the day, it also beat its closing high, set on January 14, 2000. Al Goldman and his chief market strategist at AG Edwards, he says the market has been on a tear lately.
From the lows in July, the Dow is up 10%, the NASDAQ is up 12.94%, and the S&P 500 is up 9.45%. Those are good yearly advances, yet we did it in about 2.5 months.
Goldman says the market has benefited from the drop in energy prices, but also from a growing perception that inflation pressures have eased. That means the Fed can keep interest rates where they are. But Goldman says now that the market has grown so fast, it may need to take a breather. He says the stock market appears to have weathered high energy prices and a much weakened housing market, but he also says the economy has clearly slowed, and the big stock price gains of the past few weeks aren't likely to continue for too long. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.